Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of August, recording at 8:52 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. And we've seen some pretty good gains here today in the Asian markets. Remember, they had lagged recently. We also saw further good gains, at least initially, in the European markets, which have been relative strength leaders since the June reaction lows. But they were pared back by a decline on Wall Street, but that has subsequently been reversed, and we're now seeing gains on Wall Street, modest gains at this stage, but it's a considerable turnaround from what we were seeing earlier on when the Dow was down about 40. It's not a lot of big activity here, but this close on Wall Street, if it goes out at current levels or higher, up 21 on the Dow, should be supportive of the other markets come tomorrow. And government bonds, a little bit of profit taking in here today. And in terms of that, they've had a pretty good run here recently. And in terms of the metal markets, currencies first. The dollar started off a bit weaker, then strengthened modestly, and then turned weaker later in the day. I'm not sure what would have been responsible for that. Maybe there is nothing responsible for it other than just more of the range trading, and the dollar has backed away from the upper side of a small range on its overall index, which has a sideways, mostly sideways to slightly lower bias to it. But that had an interesting effect on the precious metals, not surprisingly. They started steady, then weakened a bit, in line with the firmer dollar and a follow-through weakness in both oil and natural gas, and gasoline in particular. Then they rallied with their gold moving up modestly on the day overall. Silver did best. It's currently trading at 1242 for the December contract. I have incidentally rolled my September silver positions into December. I don't have the levels yet, but I will post those tomorrow along with charts. I also rolled my palladium forward. That had a weaker day, but may well rebound tomorrow. That was down 7.45. And I mentioned that oil had been weaker. It's below $70, I think, for the first time in a couple of months. Currently trading spot NYME, currently trading at 69.68. Natural gas bounced after the initial sell-off to close, just about unchanged on the day. It was actually up 34 cents on the September contract, but pretty much unchanged on the October contract. So that's the review. Where are we? What's going on overall? Well, you'll see from the charts that Owen posted that some of the breakouts here that we've seen from little consolidation patterns by stock market indices are really quite favorable still. In other words, since those June reaction lows, and I mentioned at the time that that looked a bit climactic and that people were getting awfully bearish, back then. But since then, we've seen a gradual but steady recovery where these European stock markets in particular moved up and then would go into a sideways trading range consolidation and then break out on the upside, take another step up. So a staircase step upward trend for those of you who've attended the chart seminar. And today, they had broken out, a number of those Europeans had broken out on the upside once again. Now, not all of them held the gains. Some closed down on the day. But really, the important point to mention, and C. Owen's comments on this, if you're interested in the stock market indices or technical analysis, that they would now have to take out the lows of the last small ranges to interrupt this gradual upward trending phase and indicate that renewed resistance was being encountered from the former highs. Now, that could easily happen. I take nothing for granted in here in this environment. Overall, we still have a couple of months to go, which could provide, I'd be surprised if they didn't provide a worry or two for stock markets, but I don't see anything, as I've said all along, to suggest that we have been seeing anything other than a medium-term correction. Now, you know there's been a huge flap about the U.S. housing market, and I don't want to be complacent about that, but it does sound to me, feel to me, very much like an overreaction. I claim no special expertise as far as the U.S. housing market is concerned, but I've seen plenty of forecasts over the years, decades even, for collapses in housing prices. And there have been few collapses relative to the number of forecasts for such. That doesn't mean it can't happen this time, but I'm not convinced, especially given this Fed governor, especially given the level of interest rates and where they could go next, so on. But I've written about this today, so I won't repeat all that. You can see it in Comment of the Day. So I'll move on. The global bond market rally. I said on the audio, and I'll repeat this point, and it's something I was also saying before I went on holiday. Indeed, I was probably saying it around the time of before I left for my operation, that bonds had become, the weakness in bonds, the sell-off in bonds and bond futures had become overextended, and I gradually took profits down on my futures trading positions at that time, except for the JGBs. I should have taken profits on that as well, rather than rolling the position forward, which is now trading at a loss. But I digress. I'll hold on to that. But the bonds are pretty steady overall. Now, they've had good rallies. There is a lot of overhead supply. People are talking the sector up, however. And given the technical evidence, with a pistol at my head, if I had to do anything new in the government bond market, I'd be buying. I don't, so I won't. I have said all along that I wouldn't buy for the rally because I feel this is a secular bear market, and I'm more interested in other positions that I feel are in secular bull markets that I want to play, such as stock markets, particularly emerging stock markets, resources, and so on. And now, that leads me on to these precious metals. These are still in their medium-term correction as well, and we still have a period where investors and speculators are likely to be a bit on the cautious side overall. So the short term is tricky. I wouldn't risk my life or my portfolio on short-term guesses. And here in these markets, I expect we may well see some more choppy action. That's what usually happens when people are uncertain. I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about most people. I think there's a fair amount of uncertainty in the markets generally, a bit of nervousness, along with the apathy that I mentioned earlier. So, therefore, I look further ahead here and I say, do we have an environment where, despite the efforts to curb inflation, central banks are unlikely to be too aggressive in this, evidenced by the Fed's pause, because the U.S. economy has a great deal of debt, the U.S. government has a great deal of debt, U.S. householders have a great deal of debt. And that's not an environment where you can afford to squeeze aggressively. Equally, the Fed governor has indicated more than once that he would err on the side of inflation. It's deflation that they really do fear. The dollar remains, in my view, a suspect currency. I think the U.S. would like to see a softer dollar. Now, obviously, and neither the Fed nor the Treasury nor the White House want to see any runaway hyperinflation, and they can avoid that. A lot of people have been forecasting that. They can avoid that. Equally, they can also avoid the deflation that a lot of people have been talking about. And with house prices weak, With the gasoline price, I forgot to mention that in my comments today. With the gasoline price in particular, coming well off its recent highs of just a month ago, and with the bond yields, long-dated government bond yields coming down, and with metal prices for the most part not racing away on the upside anymore, Bernanke and Co. can claim, as I have forecast they would, at least a modest victory on the inflation front at some point in the not too distant future, while of course avowing to remain vigilant and reflate if they need. There's still plenty of money sloshing around in the system. That's not bearish. And having rearmed the interest rate gun, if the economy, US economy, does continue to weaken, if the housing sector looks like casting a long shadow over GDP growth, then the Fed can step in and stimulate further. And will they do it? You bet they will. At least that's my view at any rate. So that's pretty much it overall, except to say natural gas disappointment here. I mentioned that while this has got ranging base formation characteristics, that the short term was very much a weather lottery, and that hurricane that appeared to be developing, Ernesto, that has been downgraded, as you probably realize, to a tropical storm, and it looks like it's going to miss the Gulf of Mexico. So it caused a sharp fall in the natural gas yesterday in response to its strong earlier gains. So I let a profit slip through my fingers there. Still looks like it's base building overall, but it still remains a weather punt in the short term. Also, another point which I noticed I had an email on. I'm way behind in my emails, but I will endeavor to catch up. Although tomorrow I've got some necessary tedious appointments which keep me away from the office that cannot be avoided, so I won't be catching up. Did I say yesterday? Tomorrow. Tomorrow I have some tedious appointments which keep me away from the office more than I would like. But I aim to catch up on those emails in the days ahead, and we'll certainly do so. But that was a question really regarding natural gas and the rollover costs. The rollover from September to October was not bad, but the November contracts are considerably and beyond are considerably more expensive. That would certainly deter me if those spreads have not narrowed considerably when the October contract, which I currently hold, is due to expire. More on that later. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.